The following is a free-for-download audiobook from the website krishnapath.org. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 26. Bhattacharya is converted. For the impersonalist and void philosophers, the next world is senseless eternity and bliss. The void philosophers want to establish that ultimately, everything is senseless, and the impersonalists want to establish that the next world is simply knowledge without any activities. In other words, less intelligent salvationists want to carry imperfect knowledge into the perfect sphere of spiritual activity. The impersonalist, having experienced a great disadvantage in material activity, wants to establish spiritual life without activity. He cannot understand the activities of devotional service. Spiritual activity in devotional service is not intelligible to the void philosophers and impersonalists. The Vaishnava philosophers know perfectly well that the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, having the power of innumerable potencies, can never be void or impersonal. He can present himself in multiple forms with innumerable energies, and still he remains himself as the absolute personality of Godhead. He is competent himself to maintain his transcendental position in spite of his becoming expanded in multiple forms and diffused by his innumerable multiple forms of energy. Thus, Lord Chaitanya showed many defects in the Bhayavadi philosophy, and although Bhattacharya wanted to establish himself with the various juggleries of words and logic, Lord Chaitanya was able to maintain himself from such attacks, and he established that the Vedic literature is meant for three things: to understand our relationship with the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, to act according to that understanding, and at the end, to achieve the highest perfection of life, love of Godhead. Anybody who wants to prove something other than the above three mentioned purposes must be a victim of his own imagination. The Lord then quoted some verses from the Puranas by which he wanted to establish that Shankaracharya was meant to do his teaching by the supreme order of the personality of Godhead. He quoted a verse from the Padma Purana in which it is stated that the Lord ordered Mahadev, Lord Shiva, to present some imaginary interpretation of the Vedic literature and thus try to distract persons from the actual position of the Veda. Quote, "By such activity, you try to make them atheists, and after that, they can be engaged in producing more population." End quote. In the same Padma Purana, it is also said that Lord Shiva explained to his wife, Parvati, that in the age of